Is Jesus good?
Yes.
Let me tell you. Now I'm going to say this to anybody here who are not, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, because I know this. Oh, Carolyn, welcome. Good to see you, girl. Hey. Yeah. So if I noticed during communion, some people didn't take communion. It's not the will of God for you to not partake in communion. So whatever is holding you back, I've been there. I remember communion is a sacred thing. You don't want to take it unworthily. But God doesn't want you to remain unworthy. He wants you to fix your life. And when I say he wants you to come to him so he can fix your life. You confess your sin and make things right with God. Okay, so please, if those of you here, if your life is not right with the Lord, make it right. Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. There's no time to be playing in the middle. You can't have one foot here. Remember my ladder? The ladder example. This morning I want to take this time to talk to you about Christmas. This is not a Christmas message, but I was thinking, I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to talk? I have so much to continue to talk about the secret place. And then I spent a lot of time in 1 John. And I would encourage you guys to read the book of 1 and 2 John this week. Go in there. Listen to it. The book of 1 and 2 John. Read it slow. Read it again multiple times this week. But I find in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, from verse 4 to 10, this title where it says, the Son of God the Son of God appeared to destroy the works of the devil. You know, whether people choose to celebrate Christmas in December or in March or whenever, the idea or the focus remain. We celebrate the fact that Jesus came. Okay? Because I know there's a huge debate out there. Somebody actually left our church last year because we decorated for Christmas. You know, they thought they really liked us until we start saying Merry Christmas, unfortunately, you know. But God bless them, you know. We still talk to them once in a while. But there's a lot of crazy stuff about Christmas. But as for us, let us bring the focus. What is the season is about? The Son of God, Jesus Christ, he came for one purpose. And he came, and I want you, this whole month, the next year, for the rest of your life, I want you to remember what I'm telling you right now. Jesus came to destroy the work of the enemy. The whole Testament, when you study the law, all the sacrifices, everything that God was trying to get people to do to kind of make people right with God, fail until the Son of Man appeared and offer himself as a sacrifice. Now let's go to the Bible. I'm going to read from the NIV. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. It says, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. And you know that he appeared in order to take away sins. And in him there is no sin. Verse 6. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. I'm going to stop right there. This chapter actually is one of my favorite chapter in the Bible. There's a lot of emphasis on the word sin. And sometimes people could be like, well, you know what? Why are you talking about sin? Or why are we talking about sin? I'm not really an adulterer. I'm not fornicating anywhere. Because most of the time people categorize sin, you know, it's like the big sin, murder. Adulter. Adultery. What else? Stealing, robbing a bank. But my brothers and sisters, if you really think about it, anything in our lives that violate the law of God is sin. Let's think about something very small. Bitterness. Jealousy. Jealousy. Or something, let's not make it so big. Let's just talk about something nobody sees, really. Hypocrisy. Hate. Or hypocrisy, you know? Being a hypocrite. Showing one face, but really, in reality, that's not who you are. That's sin. Or let's talk about something else most people don't want to talk about. Gluttony. Gluttony? Gluttony. Is that how you say it? Gluttony? Gluttony. Eating too much. Drinking too much. Let's talk about something very simple. Most people don't want to talk about backstabbing. Envy. Come on, maybe help me out. Gossip. Idolatry. Ooh, envy. Did somebody say envy? The list can go on and on. I tell you, I am so excited about Christmas. Because I can think, man, guys, I'm thinking, oh, this week, that's all I talk about. The Son of God showed up, came to do what? To destroy. Destroy the work of the enemy in my life. And I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to bring this home. To really love my wife like Christ. Oh, there's another one. To like her. Because in this marriage, I have no choice but to like her. Especially on the days where I really don't like her. Because for those of you who've been married, we can sit here and ask Walt and Nancy. They'll tell you. Because they've been married for what, 60? They can't even remember. It's like 63, 64. It doesn't matter anymore. You know? But we learn, for those of us who've been married, there are days in that relationship we really don't like each other. But Jesus appeared so I could learn how to like her. Jesus appeared so in my marriage, I don't have to live in a desert. Thank you for this hallelujah. The Son of God appeared to do what? To destroy the work of the enemy, because it's so easy. I can make it personal for myself. You know, when people talk about sin, I'm like, well, yeah, in my life, I'm looking at for sin. You know, you're kind of looking for the big things. Well, how about being unkind? How about being selfish? You know, sometimes I am so, you know, guys, I tell you, everybody's driving selfish. Everybody's cutting people off. Everybody's in a hurry. When I'm in my car, I'm like, man, I'm aware of the Holy Spirit, but I'm also aware of, I'm like, okay, you know, this person, maybe their life is miserable. So therefore, they have no other way but to drive like a madman out there. How about kindness? How about a smile? You know, some people don't like to smile. I get it. But maybe it's good for you. You know, you use less muscle when you smile. Then when you frown, your muscles are tense. Learn to smile. Smile to somebody. Verse 6, no one who abide in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices, I like this word, this is third time it mentioned it here. No one who practices, we all understand practice. It means making a habit of. No one who practices righteousness, it says, no one who practices righteousness is righteous. Is just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the work of the enemy. That's why don't let people commercializing the season. As a matter of fact, we should celebrate the birth of Christ on a daily basis, right? But we as a believer, as believers, followers, kingdom citizens, we choose to say Merry Christmas. This is a season for us to celebrate the birth of Christ. He came. Why did he come? He came to destroy, to save. Now, you see, one of the things people cannot defeat is death, right? You see, people do everything they can do to remain young, right? But we find out it doesn't matter what you do, the body is going down, we will die. But one thing, Jesus came, the thing everybody is afraid of is death. You know what he did? Say, death, where's your sting? On the cross, he took the key. So now you will understand, when you receive Jesus in your life, you're not kind of striving on this earth, be miserable, so you can die to go to heaven. The moment you accept him, the moment you allow him into your heart, you step into eternal life. You know what's in eternal life? Joy. Hope. Peace. If we would be waiting to die to experience peace, we would be the most miserable people on earth. Because really, some people think because you're following Jesus, you're not free. I tell you, true freedom is in knowing Christ. It is in knowing Christ, because I'm free really to be and to do whatever I must do, not whatever I want to do. That's clear? Is that clear? Verse 9, no one who is born of God practices, once again, sin. Because, why? The seed abides in him, and he cannot sin. Because he's born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. And believe it or not, there are people who go to church, they're not children of God. This morning, I want everybody to examine yourself. Are you a child of God? Because people can come to church. You could know God for all your life, and yet you're not a child of God. Are you born again? Are you born of God? I read this week. I'm like, oh yes, Lord, I receive you again in my heart. I receive Jesus. Anybody receive Jesus this morning? I receive him. You know? Lord, I open my heart. Thank you for coming for the remission of my sin. Thank you for coming to destroy the work of the enemy in my life. I saw a sign. I posted on Facebook. Some guy had a big sign. He said, hey, Black Friday, take Jesus. It's free so you can enjoy life. Black Friday discount, right? We are looking for a deal. Black Friday sale, take Jesus. I thought that was pretty funny, but yeah, there's a good message about that. Because we are looking for Black Friday deal, right? Still looking. Yeah, I am. Hey, there's a big Black Friday sale all the time. Take Jesus. Get more Jesus. Put more Jesus in. Live with more of the fear of the Lord. Oh, it says, verse 10, by this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. I like this word. It says obvious. You can see it. When you see a car, it's a car. When you see a moped, it's a moped. It's obvious. You don't see a car and you think it's a truck. No. It's the same thing. You will recognize the Son of God. You'll be able to make the difference between the sons of God and the sons of the devil. And more so. Anyone who does not practice, once again, this is that word, same word, practice, righteousness, is not of God. Nor the one who does not love his brother. You see right there? I could spend another week, a couple hours teaching you. We could be so religious about righteousness. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't wear this. Don't wear that. Wear this. Wear that. Don't wear this color. Don't go there. Go here. Whatever else we add on the list. But until we know and learn how to really love people, we don't know God. Because God is love. And if you know God, you will love people automatically. I told you a couple months ago, there is a quote out there that says, I used to love people, but people ruined it. That's demonic. I used to love people. I used to be a people person, but people ruined it. But let me tell you the power of the gospel. I used to dislike people. My life. I didn't like people. But Jesus changed that. I love people. Man, I love people. Sometimes people hurt me. They took advantage of me. They misunderstood me. They say bad things about me. I want to cut them off. I want to finish with them. I want to divorce them. But what? When I go to the secret place, I encounter the presence, the glory of God. I have no other choice but to go out there and love again. That's the power of the gospel. And I think that's what the world hasn't seen in the church. Because we become so religious. It's all about righteousness, you know, following this law, but we fail to show love. Especially in our world, where people divide on every little things. Political views, you know, whatever else people get to be divided on. But listen to this again, my brothers and sisters. Anyone who does not practice. See, just in this little couple of verses, we've got the word of practice a couple times, 4 or 5 times. But practice righteousness is not enough. You must love others. I really love how the Passion Translation put this. I'm going to read it. Maybe it's on the screen. It says, anyone who indulges in sin lives in moral anarchy. For the definition of sin is breaking God's law. And you know, without a doubt, that Jesus was revealed to eradicate sins. That's why anybody who, when we're encountering Jesus on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis, we can sing this song. Every year with Jesus is better than the year before. Every year with Jesus, I'm changing for better and better. Every year with Jesus, I'm loving more and more. Oh, I say every year with Jesus, I am getting better and better than the year before. That's it. And you tie this with 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17, he says, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone is in, meaning, if anyone is abide, if anyone is plugging into the tree, any branch that plug into the tree, you know what's going to happen? That tree, that branch is going to bear fruit. But if that branch is drying up, check where it's plugging into. Check where it's plugging into. That's why this morning, this month, as we think about Christmas, the season, lights, I love it. Go back to John. You don't have to go there, but there's one verse in John. John chapter 1, it says, the light came in the darkness. I love Christmas lights. Everything. Now, when you're driving by and you see Christmas light, I want you to think about John chapter 1. It says the light came. Here's another homework for you. Go this week in your Bible and numerize Take note how many times it says light in that chapter. The light came. The world didn't receive it. I can't remember. I can't tell you. I don't want to lie to you. Go and find out. I was amazed how many times when I read it. One time I'm like, light, 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 light. It's like this is the chapter of light. Jesus was revealed to eradicate sin, and there's no sin in him. Anyone who continued to live in union with Jesus will not sin. But the one who continues sinning hasn't seen him with discernment. You know what discernment is? Discernment is the ability to judge. You've got the Holy Spirit discernment, but you also have the Holy Spirit that gives wisdom. You see, now, if you're living with the Holy Spirit, for example, I live with the Holy Spirit, I know certain place I'm not supposed to go. I can't be like, well, you know what? I'm so strong, you know, I'm so strong in the Lord. I'm just going to go to show. No, it's not about that. There's no showing. The word of the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom. Just like, you know, you can't just climb a tree and jump thinking you're going to start flying in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you'll die. Because there's a law called gravity that will go against you. Anyone who continues in union with him. I like this. Verse 6 in the Passion, it says, but the one who continues sinning hasn't seen him with discernment. Oh, I pray that the Lord would give you discernment. That you'd be able to discern the plan of the enemy for your life. You know, Satan's plan remain: kill, steal, and destroy. Listen. The enemy, he wants nothing else to do with you but kill, steal, and destroy. And he'll do whatever it takes to kill, steal, and destroy. Let's start with your self-esteem. He'll start questioning. How do I know that? The garden. What did he say to Eve? You know, start questioning God's word. Start questioning your ability in God. But thank God that Jesus came to eradicate. I love this word. Eradicate, erase, destroy. Because there's no sin. He destroyed the work of the enemy. Delightfully loved children. Don't let anyone divert you from this truth. The person who keeps doing what is right proves that he is righteous before God, even as the Messiah is righteous. But the one who indulges, which means allow oneself to enjoy. Oh, I pray this over my life. I said, Lord, man, make me allergic to the deeds of darkness. Just like COVID, some of us, we were very afraid of COVID. We wear masks. We stay 6 feet away, 10 feet away. We did everything because it was like, COVID! I don't want COVID because COVID's killing. Let me tell you, sin is worse than COVID. Sin is worse than COVID. Jesus came to destroy the work. The sin. So do not allow yourself to enjoy deeds of darkness. Now you're like, well, I don't go to the bar. I don't do this. I don't do that. But do you know sometimes we open the deeds of darkness in our homes through the TV? Through things we watch? Things we entertain ourselves? Music we listen to? Did you know like some of them artists, I won't mention any names, okay? Can't do that. Don't want to do that. Do you know some artists, before, while they're writing their songs, they are high and possessed with demons? Have you ever noticed some songs they have anointed? Do you know Satan is anointed? Do you know the devil is anointed? He's got a pervert anointing. Some of them songs out there, they are possessly, they wrote, people that wrote them were demon possessed. So you must be discerning, be able to discern. What do you entertain yourself with? We're talking about Jesus came to destroy the work of the enemy. You know my prayer, my intercession was, as I was preparing this, I said, God, please, just like you're doing it with me, open our eyes so we can see where we're allowing ourselves to be entertained by the deeds, by deeds of darkness. That makes sense? Talking about being radical. Don't sit around and watch garbage. And you're thinking, well, how come my mind, how come my sleep is being disturbed? How come my mouth is being perverted? I pray. I'm prophesying over you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'd become so sensitive. The moment something that's not in line with the truth shows up, you would feel dirty. You'd feel dirty, whether you hear it, whether you see it. And let's not talking about you taking the feet of God. Because remember, you're the feet of Christ. These are the hands of Christ. These are the eyes of Christ. So I don't take Jesus' temple in places that would defile it. Jesus came to destroy the work of the enemy. Oh man, this is so good. Are we learning something? Yeah. Now listen to this. Let's go to Romans chapter 2 verse 6. From the NIV, it says, God will repay each person according to what they have done. That's why, I was talking to Robert yesterday. That's why it's not in our place to judge others, especially the body of Christ. You know, because sometimes we want to be the judge. I want to be like, this pastor, that. You know, for example, there are preachers out there, they tell, I've actually heard it. There's one guy, he said, everybody's good. He said, everybody's good. There's no bad person. When the Bible says we all sinners. But guess what? When you don't want to rock the boat, you want everybody to feel good. Oh, y'all are good people. I tell you, you're all messed up. That's why you need Jesus. And I'm going to start up here. I am messed up. If it wasn't for the grace of God, oh my goodness, oh my Lord, oh Jesus, if it wasn't for the cross, that's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because I know the person I would be without the grace of God. And then for me to come here and be pleasing you, telling you, man, you're such a good person, really? You better give chance to the Holy Spirit, because apart from the Holy Spirit, you're a terrible person. Now, it's not condemnation. This is the gospel. This puts us in a place to be continually desperate for more. Man, God, I need more for 2025. I do, Lord. I need more. I don't know what 25 is going to bring. I don't know if I'm going to be alive. But Jesus, I just want more, because I am lost without that grace. That's why I like what it says here in Romans chapter 2. God will repay each person according to what they've done. So it's none of my business what you're doing. God will pay you. It is my business to tell you the truth. It is my business to intercede for you. It is my business to love you. But what you do with this truth, it's up to you. Because if you don't take to heart the truth of God, He will pay. I don't have to judge. I don't have to keep my love from you. I don't have to, you know how we are. I used to be. I had a switch. I call it the love switch, on and off switch. I don't know, maybe you didn't have a switch like that, but I used to have a switch like that, the Ask Kendra. I had another switch called the cold shoulders. The cold shoulders, you know. I had a number of switches. I had another switch called the silent treatment. I'd give her the silent treatment. Now, of course, I take example with Kendra because she's the closest person to me. But I do it with a lot of other people. If only you knew me before I knew Jesus. Really knew Jesus. I turn that switch off. When somebody really get on my skin, I turn the switch off. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Okay, it's because you see me or you see me. And I turn that switch off. And then I met Jesus. Jesus took the switch away. He broke the switch. Ah, he killed the switch. Now, it's not me that lives. Sometimes I scream. I told you guys stories with me and one of my sister. Right now, me and that sister, we have such a good relationship. I said, I can't always come see you. She was, when are you coming to see me? When are you coming to see me? She calls me now. She does. But guys, she hasn't changed. I started to love her different. I started to see in her. I just started to look at her like Jesus would look at her. Instead of judging her. Oh, terrible person. You're so mean. You'll never get married. If I know a guy's dating you, I'm going to call him. I'm going to be like, stay away. Oh, yeah, I said all those things. I'm going to call him. I said, man, you don't want her. Instead of saying all those things, I repented and I started speaking truth. She's beautiful daughter of God. Maybe she doesn't know it yet, but she's got no men in her life. She hates her dad. She's not talking to my other brothers. I'm the only voice of a man in her life. So if the Lord didn't open my eyes to realize what a privilege I have to love her where she's at, I would blew it. She would never change. My goal is that she would kneel before the Lord one day. She talks religion. She knows the talk. She talks about Christ. Go back there again. God will repay every person according to what they've done. And I pray this morning that you be careful of what you do. Do good. Love people. Do good. Love people. Love mercy. Love righteousness. Verse 7, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory. Now, you underline this verse because this word, persistent, other version says perseverance. Honor and immorality, he will give eternal life. But verse 8, but to those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath of anger. Yeah, to people who think God is so love, God is love. You know, God is love. He's merciful. Well, you don't get it. God doesn't change. He remained the same. It's because of the cross. It's Jesus every day interceding. It's Jesus every day saying, Father, not yet. Father, grace. Father, remember. Give up. Lord, there's a story in the Bible about this guy. This guy had a tree in his garden, a fig tree. And then the master of the garden showed up. He's like, man, what's up with this tree? This tree has been occupying the space for however long. Let's cut it. Let's plant something else. The gardener. And when you study the word, you realize Jesus is the gardener. He tend the garden. And then the gardener stood up. He's like, Master, let's give it one more year. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put fertilizer. I'm going to put water. If next year. And in this, there's a warning to all of us. Do not waste God's grace. Believe it or not, when a demon leaves a house, when someone's being delivered, when someone encountered Jesus and you just like, okay, it was good experience. And then you don't fill this house, your heart with more. You know what happened? That demon comes back check you out and we realize, oh, this house is empty. The Bible says in Matthew, the demon goes and takes 7 more demons. That's why sometimes you see people who encounter Jesus, they encounter a revelation, they encounter a deliverance, but then 7 months down the road, they've gotten worse. Why? Because they didn't remain. What we're reading here in 1 John. They didn't abide. So therefore, demons took over. You know, this morning I choose these texts for 2 reasons. Reason number 1, of course, we are in Christmas season. I told you this at the beginning. And I want all of us, remember your homework. What are you going to read? 1 John and 2 John. And then John chapter 1. You add that to your devotion this week. And see what the Lord revealed to you. I could spend, so much time. I'll probably come back to this message on Christmas Eve or the coming weeks. But this morning, what are some areas in your life? The Lord, I ask Alyssa to play for me, please. What are some areas in your life that you know you need to let the Lord in deeper? This was the question for me this week. What are some areas in my life I need just let Jesus come in and destroy that? And I want you to picture this and ask everybody to close their eyes. There's another story in the Bible where it says Jesus entered the temple. And when he entered the temple, he saw people stable, selling. He saw goats, animals, all kinds of animals, where the Pharisees made the house of the Lord to be a marketplace. What area in your life this morning that has become a marketplace? I don't know, but he does know. Would you allow him in and destroy those tables? And I want you to picture Jesus coming in right now. He's coming in, not like a lamb, but he's coming like a lion, roaring. He's coming like a madman, just throwing off those tables. All the way up to the Holy of Holies, that separate, remember that big, thick curtain that separate people from coming in. He came in and he destroyed that so you and I could enter. I invite you right now, please, my brothers and sisters, take to heart what the Lord is speaking to you. If you need to kneel before the Lord. You know, when you kneel, if you're able to kneel, if you need to come to the altar for prayer, please do that. Give an answer to the word of the Lord this morning.